Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Happy Friday night, and welcome to Enter the Light. We're so glad to have you. This is Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm with Jan and Lori tonight, Jan Drake Buckey and Lori Connell. And I think I'm going to turn over our topic to, I think Jan and Lori have both got something to say about the elements and how they affect us. You know, how they affect us astrologically, physically, spiritually. And with that, I think I'm going to turn you over to Lori. You had some ideas about astrology and the elements, yes?
Oh, yes. Hi, everyone. Welcome. As we know, Mercury is in retrograde. It started on August 3rd and it goes to September 5th. So, several times per year, it appears that Mercury is traveling backwards. This is an illusion called retrograde motion. This time is usually associated with confusion, delay, and frustration. And then we also got the new moon, and then we want to manifest for our highest good with that going on. And we want to talk tonight a little bit about the four elements, which are earth, water, air, and fire. And these also have a big play in our zodiac, in astrology. And according to when you were born, one of these signs, you know, will apply to you. If you're a fire sign, then you would be an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. If you're an air sign, you'd be a Libra, Aquarius, or Gemini. If you're a water sign, you'd be a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. And if you're an earth sign, you'd be a Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo. And two, a little bit about each sign. Fire signs are spontaneous and impulsive. Air signs are quick and animated. Water signs are feeling types. They feel a lot and are very sensitive. And earth signs are people who react quietly and slowly. And that's, you know, I just kind of briefly looked that information up for everyone, you know, take account in. And I'll go ahead and turn it over to Jan.
Great. That was awesome, Lori. Thank you. I loved hearing that information. And welcome to Enter the Light, everyone. It's August 18th, 2017. And what I like to use is the water. That's my main, even though I'm an earth sign, Virgo, the water is something that I use easily and have all my life. I'm very comfortable with it. And so, like, for instance, when I go into the shower, I sometimes will do readings in there because I can, for some reason, the water, it promotes or I'm looking for that word. I can't figure out, can't remember what the word is, but it accentuates or makes it a little more powerful.
And I think you're looking for the word amplify. It amplifies.
Yes, amplify. It does. It amplifies your abilities. And so a lot of times before I go do a meditation, I will go take a shower and meditate in there, and I do receive messages, and I have been able to receive really good ones. So I love that for, you know, doing this work. And then also the water is just so calming, and it releases a lot of emotional baggage and emotional feelings. It just, it helps you to release in general. It's just a very positive element, along with the other elements as well. Also, the other day I went outside in the sun, and it's still pretty hot here in Las Vegas. I'm not sure what the degrees was, but it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was working on a case outside. I do psychic detective work also, and it helped me with that also, the sun, and being around the trees and the grass. And so the earth element and the fire element was there helping me with that. And that was very effective. So, and then there, of course, is the wind, and the wind is very positive too. I love the air. We can do a lot of stuff with air also. flying birds, all kind, you know, the animals in the air are so positive, and anything to do with air element is really neat also. So anyway, that's mostly what I use. I can't think of anything else right at the moment. So, Lynn, do you have any more to add to that?
Mm-hmm, I do. I was thinking about, we were all discussing this afternoon about the fifth element, which we call, sometimes is referred to plasma. I've heard it as a, when fire and electricity meet. But Jan came up with the right word to describe what I was thinking of, and that's the etheric, which is described as the life force. That energy that we feel, and actually I think you can actually see it in the right circumstances. If you've ever read James Redfield's book, The Celestine Prophecy, that's it. They talk about being in the right kind of light, and you can see the energy, just pull your fingers apart, and you can actually see the strands of energy between them. I've done it, you can actually see them. I did it sort of on a really, really, against a really still, neutral background in sort of regular light. And if you look, you can see it. Anyway, try it at home. It's not dangerous. that's an interesting concept, that fifth element, which is the etheric force or the plasma force. So, I love water, too. I really do. That is one of the best ways to meditate, I think, is in or around water. And grounding is something we talk about, walking barefoot on the earth to pull, just, it's like an energy cleanse. And the earth will take your, it's like a grounding, it neutralizes anything you're trying to deal with energetically. So, grounding's good. I feel like we've given one of those elements a short shrift, but I can't think which one it is. And as we have a lineup of callers, you guys, I think what we should do is get Jan to read her poem, and I don't think it'll take a half hour, will it?
No.
I read it. It was beautiful, and read it. It's lovely.
Okay. Thank you. Well, this is actually the long version, and I just wanted to add a few things, but it turns out that it's a few pages, but it's not going to take that long. But there was a post, because every night around 10 o'clock or 10:15, I go into my memories, and there's new posts every night of my memories, and I will see all the posts. And one of my favorite posts is by Rumi, and it's called, it goes like this, "Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field, I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about." So I just went ahead and wrote a poem about that quote, because I love that quote. And so I called this poem, "I'll Meet You There." And it goes, I'll meet you there because I sent you a kiss and I know you will find it there. I'll meet you there because we needed each other and it was how we survived and it's okay. I'll meet you there because not all is fair. And in the calm and in this common ground, I know we are a pair. We can live and we can dare. I'll meet you there because we agree to disagree. And not every opinion or belief system we choose will always come together with others perfectly. I'll meet you there because I am not perfect and neither are any of us and neither are you, but we are children of God, no matter what we ever did or have done or will ever do. I'll meet you there because I am you and you are me. Let's live in this life more peacefully. I'll meet you there because sometimes all we can do is breathe, and breathing is all we need to do for a day. I'll meet you there because that is where the sound of creation is, a heavenly kingdom for all, no judgment, no fear, all are welcome, all are dear. I'll meet you there because we love love. It belongs to you and I, and our hearts fly. I'll meet you there so we will dance with joyous elation. Dancing is a sweet sensation. I'll meet you there as I walk through my destiny, as I search for you and as I am finding me. I'll meet you there as with truth there is no judgment. I'll meet you there because time stops and flow begins, synchronicity abounds, and love wins. I'll meet you there where no worries deplete us, a place where energy is in surplus. I'll meet you there as I follow my heart and knowing there is no beginning and there is no end. I'll meet you there as my broken heart is reminded of the music we gave each other, those passionate days drinking each other's words. I'll meet you there as we carry our own majestic into our destiny with no shame and no one to blame. I'll meet you there so we can drink each other's colors and laugh with majestic ecstasy. I'll meet you there where peace and love reign on the land, no fighting, no vindictiveness, only joy, where people stand hand in hand. And that's that poem.
Wow, that's beautiful, Jen. If you're listening and you want to read the poem, just go to Jen's Facebook page. It's posted on there, I think, isn't it, Jen?
Yes, part of it is. Only part of
it.
Yeah,
well, it's beautiful. Yeah, that's just lovely. Wow. Oh, well, with that, why don't we move on to our first caller? So, Jen, we're looking for area code 336, please.
336, and here it is. Here we go. 336, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Dee. I'm calling from Carolina.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah,
Dee.
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
There's so much going on. I just don't know what to narrow it down to, but just can you just what you, you know, get? Just let me know. Or
just like a general, just whatever we can pick up.
Yes, because there's so much in each area in my life that I like, you know, and I don't want to, really narrow it down.
What I'm seeing right now, because I, when I'm on the radio, I just mostly do animal totems.
Okay.
And so that's mostly what I'll be giving you, unless I see other images. But while you were talking, I was seeing a tree with all kinds of and I'm still seeing it. There's all kinds of branches, and it's branching out all over the place. It's like a very intricate web of tree branches going all over. And then I'm seeing a horse running through. So I'm just gonna give you the horse and horse totem, and I love that the tree is there because to me the tree represents it, like it's like the tree of life, you know, and it's very and it's like a very grounding element to be around, and it's wise and has a lot of good energy to it. So I love that you have the tree right now around you, and then you have a horse running through. It looked like a white horse. It looked like a white horse. And so let's see what they say about it. It is in here somewhere.
Okay.
So anyway, horse usually means, here it says it means mobility, strength, loyalty, compassion, power, speed, divination. And it is saying that the horse also is connected to sensitive spirits, and it helps you rise above the mundane and to see things from a higher spiritual perspective. It's if you're sensitive, you're sensitive to others before you speak, and you are compassionate and friendly and have a freedom of mind, spirit, and body. You tend to look on the life as a grand adventure, and if horse shows up in your life, perhaps you are needing to travel, and that is what horses also represents. They like to travel, and they're independent, and they just want to go sometimes, and they like to go alone sometimes too. And you need to assert your freedom and move in a new direction that will help you recognize your own power. So it may be right now that you're needing a little more independence and you're needing some movement and needing to assert your own power and voice in things. but mm-hmm. also with the tree right there as a grounding force, you have a good, it feels like you have a good groundness in you and that you're protected with that. And so you sort of have both energies going at the same time, but it also looks like there's a lot of intricate situations going on mm-hmm. in your life with all the different branches I'm seeing with the tree.
Mm-hmm.
They're going all over the place. It goes along with exactly what you said. You said you have a lot of things going on.
That's right.
So you might want to take a break and just go on a few days and get out for a few days and take a little vacation.
Right.
And get out for, I don't know, that might help you.
Yeah, I do like to travel, and I try to the horse sounds just like me. I mean, that's just,
yeah.
And I feel like I'm a Virgo, and
I feel me too.
Very, yeah, my birthday's coming up soon, and I feel like some kind of energy came into me early this week, you know, from my toes to, I don't know, I just felt something. And
oh,
I feel like, yeah, so everything you say is kind of agreeing with my spirit right now. I just can't explain
good.
It. Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, and also if you're feeling like there's an energy that's come into your body or whatever that whatever that is, you might want to also just remember to every day surround yourself with the white light of the Holy Spirit. Well, that's what I call it.
Okay.
If you don't want to call
right.
it the Holy Spirit, that's okay. I call it that. And
mm-hmm.
To just ground yourself by going outside and walking on the grass and being around nature, that helps to ground
yes.
your energy and it and to enclose yourself with a white light bubble around you so that you're not bringing in too many energies, you know what I mean? 'Cause,
right.
And then also it purifies your energy, and you can also take baths with sea salt, and that will help purify your energy too. That takes
mm-hmm.
out any negative energies that are in your body. It helps to do that, especially with the salt in the bath. So you might think about that.
Okay.
And then like you were saying, if you're feeling like you might need a little break, that might be good.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass you over to Lori or Lynn.
Thank you.
And
thank you. Thank you so
uh-huh,
much.
Sure. You're welcome.
Well, Lori, have you got a card pulled, do you think? I'm not sure we've got a Lori. Hang on, let me just
okay.
check.
Let's see.
Hang on. She's calling back in. All right, we've got Lori.
Okay.
Hold on. Lori.
Hello.
Hi, Lori. We've got you back. Did you get the last, or did you get the caller's question? Dee's question?
I did.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hi, Dee. The card that I pulled is the colors that are popping out right now are purple and green. The purple, I think you need to tap in more into yourself, your spiritual side, to try to ease away from all the chaos that's going on with you right now. Get out, you know. And the green, to me, would represent get outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walk out in nature, you know, to heal all your troubles or whatever concerns you're going through with your, you know, your life. And it says your wishes are coming true. What your heart has been longing for is getting closer each day. Learn, you know, I don't know if you meditate, learn to meditate, get out in nature, ground yourself. Yeah.
I meditate a lot, yes.
Yeah, that definitely helps. Calm the mind and the body, but it's just a lot of purple, and you know that's a you know very high spiritual color. But
yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And you know prayer always works, and you know, like I said, you know tell people, you know, if things don't serve you, send it to the universe. You know, right now we're going through the retrograde, and then we got the eclipse coming up, so
mm-hmm.
a lot of things get stirred up during this time, you know, but especially emotions. But yeah, mm-hmm. you're an earth. Since you're an earth sign, you're directed out there on that earth. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I pick up for you. So I'll go ahead and turn you over to.
Thank
Lynn
you so much.
Can.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Uh huh.
Alrighty. Thank you, Lori. Hi, Dee. I did get immediately a very old blues song that I doubt if anybody knows, but the lyrics came into my head for it. And within the same song are the lines, first, it feels like there ain't no bottom to my lead parachute. And then in the other end of the song, it says, but the sun gonna shine in my back door someday. And then the image of the sun comes out. So if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, what they suggest here, and I'm getting a nice little water image, is a vision, a pond. When the water's stirred up by a storm or something like that, the way to deal with that is go deep. It says stay mm-hmm. deep, go deep. There's too much getting in right now, and it's a good time to learn shielding, just what Jan said, like the white light protection. And there's all
right.
kinds of different shielding techniques for different energies that, because you want to, what they are suggesting is when it feels overwhelming and there's too much going on, let that energetic water settle before you resurface
okay.
because, the chaos won't do any good for you. But there's tons of really neat shielding meditations and all sorts of stuff. You can find them on YouTube or in groups
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. Shielding would do you a world of good, I think. And just remember,
okay.
just in your mind, when the world is crowding in and being too loud and noisy
mm-hmm.
and messy, just go deep and let it settle and then come back up. Excuse me.
Okay.
And that's what I see you, Dee.
Okay. Wow, thanks.
Oh, that's letting me know where
thank you all. Thank
right.
you all for everything.
Thank you for calling in, Dee, and love and light to you. Alrighty.
Thank you, love and light to you. To all of y'all, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jan, our next caller is 512.
Here we go. Whoopsie. Here we go. 512, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, welcome to Enter the Light. Can I get your name and where you're from?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. My name is Melissa, and I'm from Austin, Texas.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Okay. So do you have a question?
I do.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I, we full-on intend to spend the rest of our lives together and then fully committed to each other. And in the past, we've had some issues, and we've worked through them and stuff, but we don't fight. When our fighting is where we just don't talk for a little
mm-hmm.
while, that's pretty much how we fight. And our relationship has progressed to an amazing, amazing level. And a week or so ago, we got into a little argument. He doesn't like to talk about feelings. I do. And he didn't want to, he pretty much kind of avoided my feelings. So they were hurt. And so we didn't talk for a little while. And then when he came home, because he works out of town and comes home on the weekends, he packed his things and left out of town to go be with his friends. And we haven't really spoken since. And he had given me a promise ring, and I basically gave it back to him when he packed his stuff and left that day. So I'm just wondering if you guys feel like things have changed between us, or if this is just
a fight, yeah. I was seeing a house scene, in the living room or something, and
mm-hmm.
A domestic situation while you're talking, and then some moving around. And how long has he been gone now?
A week today.
A week, yeah. Okay. But what I'm getting clearly for you, the animal I'm getting is lion. I'm getting a lion for you.
A lion?
So, uh-huh. For just very clear. And lion, the words going with lion is dignity, authority, wisdom, patience, and family. So, lion is a symbolic guardian. The image of the lion can be on thrones and in palaces and temples. Lion is of a centered person who is loving but also assertive. You are a natural leader and who is better in a group than alone. You have a certain presence, and you're sure of yourself, not afraid to risk. You nevertheless weigh things carefully before you get involved. Being non-confrontational, avoiding conflict and danger, but you're not afraid to speak up either, or even roar mm-hmm. if you need to. And family is really important to you. So mm-hmm. it just feels like you're able to handle. Maybe you took control of the situation. And he's moved out, and maybe it's a nice thing to have a little break. You know what I mean? I don't feel like it's such a bad thing that he moved out for some reason. That's the feeling I'm getting. Like it might be a nice idea just for a little while, just to see how things go between the two of you. See how you feel. You know, taking a break and. I'm not getting like a time where when he's coming back or anything like that, but I'm also getting that there may be a need for the two of you to go get some counseling to sort through some of it. You know what I mean? Which might help you mm-hmm. both. Have you thought about that?
He has because you know, he realizes it. He closes up, and when he closes up, he pushes me away, and he doesn't
uh-huh.
want to do that anymore. You know,
and he doesn't want to do that.
He doesn't want to push me away, and he basically more or less promised me, you know, that he would never do anything to hurt me, and that he would, you know, talk things through with me and, you know, never leave me, you know, stuff like that. And
but yet he's left. He's moved out.
Right. And so that's why, okay. you know, because I have a promise ring, not like an engagement ring, you know, we want to wait. But I gave him the ring back and I told him that's the last promise you're going to break to me.
Okay.
And so I didn't know if that, like, maybe push things over the edge or pushed him over the edge. That's why I'm wondering.
And do you feel like you want to change your mind on that now?
Well, I mean, I feel very strongly about, you know, keeping your word, but I also
yeah.
understand that we're different people and we handle things differently. It's easy
right.
for me to talk about things. It's not for him. You know, but I still felt
yeah.
it was pretty extreme that he, you know, because it wasn't that big of a deal, you know what I mean? It wasn't like something to break up over. But, you know, I took it personally because I felt like, you know, I have a right to feel my feelings and we should just talk about it, not just come home and pack your clothes and leave.
Yeah. I'd have to go into it longer, and I know the other ladies have information too, but I feel like there could be a chance of going to counseling and reconciling this. And I would recommend that for both of you to go together instead of just him going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I the two of you together, would help so much more, would help a lot more. And that's just my recommendation, and that's just I keep getting that over and over. So I just want to wish you luck on that, and have faith, and I wouldn't totally give up, is what I'm saying for the two of you. So I'm gonna pass you over to Lori.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, Melissa. The first thing that came to my mind is communication problems, especially on his end. It just seems like he's not opening up and being, you know, and that could be a big issue in any relationship. But then I pulled this card, and it says communicate with your angels. And what this card is saying, it says you have the ability to connect with the beings of love who surround you. Communicate with your angels and deliver their healing messages to others. So if, you know, guys aren't willing to go to counseling, and you gave the ring back, and you're not talking, I don't know. To me, it's not, I'm not feeling it. Can I ask you first, how long have you dated this man?
We're going on, getting close to 2 years, but we've known each other for 27 years.
Right, right. I mean, has he always been like that since you've known him? Back away when you want to try to work something out, he'll back away, not talk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Always been his thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. Deal. That's what I'm getting. I don't know. I've given another week or so, and if nothing, you know, if he's not going to give in and try to work it out, I think I would just kind of move on. Sorry to say, but. In that long a time, maybe you've known him that long a time, it's just like he needs to work on communicating, you know, or he's not going to have, you know, good relationships with anybody else.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's come a real long way, you know, he's come a real long way. He's had a lot of loss in his life, and which has affected the way he feels about things and handles things.
I mean, if he gave you this ring and then all of a sudden he just packs up and walks out, I mean, what's up with that? You know, is there something else going on? You know, it makes you wonder, is there something else going on? Something ain't sitting right here in my book.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah. But that's what I'm picking up, you know. And I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Lynn and see what she gets for you. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Hi,
Thank
Melissa.
You.
Excuse me. The first thing I felt was your immense sadness about this, and I'm so sorry you're going through this. It will pass. Your strength will come back. But the first thing I got here, it's one thing if the silence you are giving each other is the gift of space. But then I got the image in my head of that movie, Ordinary People. I don't know if you remember that. It was, I think, in the 90s.
I don't.
But anyway, the theme of that movie was people who don't, again, communication. This family has had a tragedy, and they are just not communicating with each other, and it bottles up. And so if the silences between you are a bottling up of feelings and things that really should be said, then that's not sustainable, and at some point something's going to have to give on that. I also, has he had other relationships, like kind of a marriage or a long-term thing before?
He has. Not a marriage. He's never been married before.
No, but has he had, like, has he had live-in relationships before? Been with any other women for a while? Okay, because I'm picking up that there's something clinging from the past and intruding on the present and causing some problems for you guys. I can't tell you what that is, but it feels like something's scaring the crap out of, pardon my French, something's scaring the heck out of him from something that happened before, and it's almost like you're getting nailed for something that happened in another relationship with another person, and it feels a little bit like, yeah, that you're the wrong person to be punishing, but it says here, too, let him miss you. You know, if he's going to leave, let him miss you. Carry on. Carry on with your life. It's got much more to do with him. You must decide if it's worth, if the work you have to do with him is work you're willing to do. I have down here pushed, panic, and pulling teeth. Like for him, trying to talk about stuff is like pulling teeth. And when you try to talk about emotions with him, he feels pushed, he feels panicked, he feels basically backed into a wall, and then you're going to get that fight or flight thing. And so I'm so sorry, Melissa, it's, you've got to decide if you can live with this lack of emotion forever, because he may not change. And if you can't deal with this, then this might be a blessing in disguise for you. But take some time for you. And, you know, hang out with your friends, you know, do go out for dinner or a movie or something, and just put him out of your mind for a bit, and remember how you were 2 years ago before you were in a relationship. Find the Melissa that is strong enough to withstand this, because you can, and you're going to be okay. You're going to be just fine. But he, yeah, this has got to do with him, not you. But it's up to you. If you can do it, if you can deal with it, go for it. But, you know, you're worth a lot. You're worth a lot more, and you deserve someone who will give as much as you do. So, you know, I wish you so much love and light, and I hope things work out. Please call us back and let us know how it goes, okay? Or if you just need to talk, feel free to call us on a Friday and come on the show again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, honey. Oh,
Take care, Melissa.
Yeah, we're all sending you a great big hug, okay? Just see if you can feel that energy. Okay? Okay,
thank
Melissa.
You
hang in there and you be strong, because you are and you can be.
Okay.
Just one other thing. Like, sometimes things get broken so they can go back together in a better way, you know. It may not be what you planned, but it might work out magically, and you'll go, wow, I'm so glad it didn't work out that way. So, you know, trust. You know, the miracles are out there, and you just have to let them happen for you. Okay? All righty.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Right. So, okay, we're looking for area code 518 next, Jen.
518, here we go. 518, are you there? Welcome to Enter the Light.
I am.
All right. And what's your name and where are you from?
This is Lynn, and I'm from New York.
Okay.
Yay.
Hi, Jen.
Is this Lynn H?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Hey, I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, how are you all?
Doing good.
So with these lovely energies, I had a lot of chaos today, and I tried to keep my calm, but I think I did pretty well, and then I kind of, like, went to lunch and just took the break, and I think, like, that was the right path for me. I think I recognized that I just needed to step out, like paying attention. So I wondered if the elementals or any totem animals or anything, you know, with all the shifts in energies that are coming, are supporting or have any messages for me.
Cool. I'm seeing a dog. You've got a dog that's come in here. and then I'm seeing there's actually a couple dogs here, and it looks like a, oh gosh, there's just a few here, but I'm not quite getting the image exactly. You've also got a butterfly, and it also looks like an owl, and also a tiger. You've got quite a few. Have I ever given you butterfly before?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
My sister was always big butterfly component.
Oh, was she? Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have a cat here, too, like a tiger or one of the big cats. Butterfly, what was the other one I said? You have
dog.
A little cat. Dog, you have a little cat, too. You got a lot of animals right now. So I don't know which one I should. Let's go for butterfly was big, but I've already given you that before. Let's go for tiger because I'm seeing that too. And what did you say? Your sister comes through as a butterfly also?
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Okay. Well, we can look that up too. Yeah. That's nice. She must be saying hello. So tiger represents strength and confidence, vitality, focus, patience, beauty, healing, and passion. And it gives you a lot of confidence and patience, and you have the ability to sense the most beneficial time to act. You're also tranquil, that you often surprise people. And privacy is essential, and working quietly, and you don't broadcast all your many abilities, and I know that to be true because you'll send me your artwork, and you're so humble about it, and I will put it out there for you. And it's like, and you get tons of people loving your work, and it's like you don't put it out yourself a lot, and your work is so amazing. Lynn is an artist; she's a painter, and she makes all kinds of things. Also, she can do almost anything. She's just amazing. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. And you're sensitive and charismatic, tactile, and you're involved in the healing arts as well, which is true. And Tiger teaches clairvoyance and clairaudience, which you have. And you see into the realms of the mundane, I guess, that's whatever that means. And tiger is about new adventures ahead, and it's also, yes, and also it serves your energy for the right time to act, which is good. It's nice to have good timing. You're also in a leadership role. They take leadership roles, and they are courageous and have strength. Change can be a challenge, but you can empower anything that you do, and you can move through it with dignity. So, cool. Love the tiger. I have a tiger also.
Oh, so, what's funny was for the Lionsgate, the artwork that I did was really
mm-hmm.
based off a big lion. But as
really?
I painted more and more, elements of the tiger came through with it as well.
It did?
Yeah, it was so wild.
Awesome. Oh, how neat. Well, that makes sense then. Let me just go really fast with butterfly, since that's your sister, part of your sister. Inspiration, courage, visionary, joy, color, dance. Butterfly is the colorful dance of joy and to not take life too seriously. And it is never-ending cycle, part of your growth as a human being. It's the creature of the air. Butterfly is associated with the power of thought and the ability to know your own mind and change is your most powerful tool. That's what butterfly is all about, is change. And also, if you feel stuck or you need to change your attitude, Butterfly is there to help you do that. And it's also it's linked to dance and music and to color. And also taking action in many ways with different colors. You know, red, it shows all the colors. Butterfly is very much linked to color. So with that, I think that's neat. Lynn, you got both of my totems. I have a butterfly and a tiger. So that's really cool.
That's so cool.
I'm going to pass you over to Lori.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hi, Lynn. I like when you said that the energies were affecting you. You took a turn, and to avoid all those bad energies, did you say you went out to lunch?
Yeah, I took the other lady in the office. There was just like, I could feel it building and building. Like, there was just a couple things going on, and they kept asking like for information. And I work in the accounting field, so I like to have the answers. And I could feel the pressure of not being able to answer this. That's stressful for me. But I knew it wasn't my fault, per se. And so I just gave them all the black and white information that I could. And then I said, okay, I need a break.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Sometimes we do. We have to turn around and go the other direction to avoid, you know, anything to any more stirring or whatever, especially with, you know, with the retrograde going on. It's affecting a lot of people. But, yeah, I like that you did that. That was good. And it probably helped.
Awesome.
It seemed like it helped.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It gave me a little reset.
Right. But, and the card that I pulled for you is called the Purification card, and it's showing all white. It's a white rose. So,
wow.
I mean, that's a very, very high spiritual, you know, color to work with, too. You know, cheery color, bright, you know, pure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying, by purifying your life of negative people, places, and experiences, you attain true peace. So what you did today, I think, resonates with this card.
Awesome.
It brought you back to balance. So that card is just fitting right now for you for your, you know, question what you face today, your thing at work you face. So,
And we've been doing that in our life too, as far as like trying to just recognize what feels good, what doesn't feel good, and really just let the what doesn't go.
Right, let it go. That's right. If it doesn't fit, if it doesn't work, send it off. That's, you know, that's how I see things. You know, we can avoid situations, you know, most of the time, but especially during these tense moments, you know, with retrograde and then solar eclipse coming up, and it's just funky out there right now. But that's pretty much what you did the right thing, went down the right path. So
that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Keep up the good work and good luck with your art. You know, that's very inspiring, and get it out part of you and who you are. You know, you have that ability. Show it off. I mean,
I love to share it with people, and I'm just trying to find the avenue to launch a little more, you know, to share it more.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Lynn now. Okay, yeah. Best of luck.
All right. Hi, Lynn. It's Lynn.
Hi.
The message comes through very, very quickly. Everyone's going bonkers right now. The energy is just all over the place. So you're not weird or going through anything unusual. It's just the energy right now. I don't know what this means, but I get the numbers 2 and 4, and the message, these combine. The numbers 2 and 4 combine. So you're going to have to figure out what that means. But I love the next thing that came up, because I got an image of you being surrounded by tigers, which is really neat because you got the tiger image with Jen. But it's kind of like the one in the Disney cartoon that bounces on its tail. And I got this image of you just going crazy with all these tigers bouncing around you. And, yeah, so...
that's the chaos is kind of, yeah, I mean, it's chaotic, but it's almost like Tiggers. Like, it's not like a bad kind of thing, but it's everybody shut up and take a breath for a minute, right? Everyone just calm down and breathe and let's just carry on. But I like the Tiggers because you got Tigers and there you go. Now, again, it's with the elements coming in here, this is, I get fire and water. So I don't know if you are a fire or water sign, but
I'm a Scorpio, so that's water.
That's water. Okay.
My husband is an Aries.
That's fire.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. Yeah, okay. And so here's the message about fire and water, and I guess, you know, you've got the, it would seem that maybe that's you guys. So without balance, fire can put water out, you know, and without balance, water can be boiled away by fire. And without balance, you know, the two can be opposed to each other and not be, but if, you know, the balance is there, then fire can boil water, you know, and water can, what can water do? Well, anyway, the point is there's the balance between the two can be beneficial or it can be one of the other elements can be destroyed by too much of the other. So there's, I guess what they're trying to say here is a balance between the two elements in your relationship is very, very desirable. So Scorpio and Aries, that's a really intense mix. You guys must have a great time together.
It has been a very, very interesting and fun ride. The last year's been a little challenging. We have 29 years together, so.
Wow, congratulations. Because those are both pretty strong, fiery signs, right? Even, like, Scorpio's got a darkness you can't go into if, you know, you make them mad or something like that. So, way to go. That's a really long time and a really good marriage. And, just keep
Thank
that
you.
Balance.
It's a challenge. It's a work in progress still, and I completely get the message loud and clear about the balance because it has been off. So
beautiful.
I think that's really something we need to work on, and I appreciate that message.
Yeah, well, it's neat, and but the thing is, boy, you both, when you're working together, you can really work, like, things really work out when you're putting your energies together in a balanced way. It's a great combination. Laura, you do astrology. How do Scorpio and Aries go together well? Or
I'm a Scorpio, too.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah, nobody messes with Scorpios, I'll tell you. anyway.
No, we're pretty powerful.
That's true.
I don't know a whole lot about Aries. I don't know too many Aries people, actually.
They know what they want. They go for it. They're the ram, right? So, boom. Yeah. Fiery ram.
Well, the air sign says that they're quick and animated. So,
yeah.
Whatever that means. They're quick to make decisions, quick to whatever, you know, and animated.
Yeah, they know what they want and they go for it, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fabulous. We should post some of your artwork on Jan's page. I'd love to see it.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Definitely will do.
Yeah, we'd love to.
No.
That's great. Yeah, so that's I'll see if I had anything else. You're not alone. It's like this is a really weird energetic time and all kinds of stuff's going on. And, well, just, you know, stay calm and stay balanced. You're going to be fine. And, you know, Tiggers are going to bounce you. You just kind of have to, like, let them bounce and see if you can get them to calm down once in a while. And I think I get a really great feeling for your energy and for your life path. I think you're doing what you should be doing, and I think you're going to do great.
That's great.
So there
Thank
you go.
So much, ladies. I appreciate all of your time.
Oh, you're so welcome. We love to hear from you. So there you go.
Many blessings, and I'll definitely share that artwork for you.
Thank you so
Yay.
Much. Many blessings to you.
Love and light, ladies.
Okay. Good night, Lynn. Thanks for calling.
Okay, so Jan, we are moving on. Was Lynn 518 or 512?
518. Okay. So, should we go to 518 or 954?
No, I think 518 right now is our next caller.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Okay, come on. Not, hold on a second. I'm trying to get it.
518 was Lynn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So I think we go to 954, don't we?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or 801? Is
801
still?
Yes,
yeah,
801.
Yeah, we've been waiting quite a while.
Hi, 801. Can we have your name and where you're from? Welcome to our show.
Hi. My name's Noelle, and I'm calling from Utah.
From where?
Utah.
Utah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I have a question for you guys. So this kind of follows along with the energy of things right now. So I am healing from a traumatic brain injury. And so some of my gifts have been kind of put on the back burner while I work on the healing part of stuff. And they're just starting to come back to me. And I'm just wanting to know if I can get some confirmation of things or some advice or anything that you get around that.
Okay. Did you say that with the brain, you've had brain surgery already?
No, traumatic brain injury.
Okay. And the discs, what discs are these? The discs.
I didn't say discs. Are you asking me?
Oh, you didn't say discs? Okay.
Uh-uh,
I thought that.
No.
Okay. Well, as soon as you started talking, I got these beautiful colors immediately for you. It's blue and pink, and they were merging together and going around in a circle. And it was a very, very beautiful, very beautiful mix of blue and pink. It was so lovely. And I saw like stars in there sparkling. So I feel like the other side, that was representing the other side, and those are angels to me. And and they could be other angelic beings, and I feel like you are surrounded with them. And I, the animal that I saw right away was the cat.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go ahead and share about the cat. I know a little bit about the cat without looking it up also. The one thing that the cat has is that they always, no matter what they go through, they always end up landing on their feet again. So just keep that in mind. And in other words, you know, they go through different things, they fall, they do this or whatever, and they always land on their feet. So they're always going to do that. And the words for cat are mystery, magic, independence, healing, clairvoyance, and curiosity. So look out for new magic coming into your life. Wow. Attention to the signs and synchronicities so that you can act when the time is right. Follow your instincts, and cat is always there to protect you. They are they're an incredible animal, as you probably know. They're like guardians. Let's see. Cat reflects your independent nature and free thinking, and they seem to have a charmed life. Even though it sounds like, you know, you've had a rough go here, but from what I'm seeing and what I was picking up, you are being protected right now, not only by Cat, but also by the celestial beings and higher dimensional, you know, spirits, spirituality, Jesus and angels. And so once you know what you want, don't hesitate. And if you're interested in developing your psychic abilities, this is a good time. And that's what the cat represents, of course, is always the healing arts and psychic abilities and stuff. So that's what I'm seeing for you. I think I'll just leave it at that. And I wish you well, and going to send you over to Lori.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Noel. Did you say you had abilities, gifts?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think Jane misunderstood and she thought you said disc, but I thought
I
said gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, gifts.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
That goes with cat anyway, so that's perfect.
Yeah, intuition, yeah. But the card that I pulled, it says, become the true you. Show the world who you really are and what you're born to do. So if you have these gifts, work on these gifts and share these gifts, you know, as we do here on the shows. It not only helps you, but it helps others, you know, in the learning process. But, you know, just be careful, you know, with your injury. You know, don't rush that. You know, that has to heal on its own. But maybe, you know, just work on it a little bit at a time, and eventually it'll come back to you. What can I ask? Do you read? Are you a medium, or what do you actually?
Claircognizance and clairsentience are my two strongest ones, but they just have been kind of in the background, more or less. They haven't been the way that they were before. And
I'll put on the back burner right now.
Just kind of, they're like in the past week is that just when they kind of started to like trickle back in, and because I haven't really had them, I'm just feeling insecure about the information that I've been getting, and whether or not it's accurate.
Right. You're self-doubting yourself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people do that when they first start off anything, self-doubt. They have to build up that confidence, you know. Just, you know, go with your, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, you know. You always got to go with that first, you know. You can't even hesitate. Whatever comes to your mind, go with that, you know, and what they call it, gut feeling. But, yeah, and, you know, I see a lot of red here. I don't know, maybe that has something to do with your injury indication, or I don't really know what all this red represents, but maybe it's just that you need to, you know, just slowly, take things slowly, and it'll come back to you. That's kind of what I'm picking up with this card.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and turn you over to Lynn.
Okay. Thanks, Lori. Hi, Noel. Let's see what we've got written down here. yeah, you're healing. It says it's okay. You are your own best healer. You are doing a great job, and you already know how to tap into Source, and just keep doing what you're doing. sorry, my handwriting is just dreadful here. Claire, yeah, you can feel this energy coming back. I mean, basically, your receiver got damaged, that's all. And it will heal. You're going to heal up. But the work you're doing is bang on. I think it says it's good. You just keep doing what you're doing, it says. And are you able to read comfortably? Can you read books?
Yeah, just for shorter periods of time.
Okay, well, maybe look for a book on tape. But this one comes up all the time, and it's the Wayne Dyer book called I Can See Clearly Now. And that book has a lot of his books have it, but this book focuses a lot on healing, self-healing, and I find it just a wonderful, wonderful book. It's a great read, and it's a great teaching book. Like, you'll learn a lot from it. And all his books are just fabulous. Just read them if you can get them. But if you can get them on tape and just relax and close your eyes and just listen to them, that'll be just as good, you know. But No, I get a strong thumbs up here. Oh, the number 27. Oh, right, sorry. The number 27 comes up, and the name Maynard. But I don't think that's a person's, I don't know if it's a person's name or a place name. But it's Maynard, anyway, and the number 27 comes up with that. Yeah, but no, I'm just getting a really good feeling that you just give it time. You're going to be fine, and you're doing great. Like they say, you're doing great. Just keep doing what you're doing. And, yeah, but it'll come back to you just little by little, you know?
In the last week, I got a message. I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
Oh, that's fine. Keep going.
I got a message for somebody that I don't know very well, and I'm just trying to figure out how to pass the message along because I don't know the person very well. Do you have any tips or ideas?
Oh, yeah, that's are you comfortable with this person? Do you get a reasonably comfortable feeling from them?
I don't get an uncomfortable feeling. I just don't know what their beliefs are, and I haven't had the opportunity to really find that out.
Yeah, yeah, Teresa Caputo does it all the time, but I don't think that's real life all the time. It's like she's kind of got, you know, waivers and a camera crew and stuff, so it's hard to just go up. Lori, Jan, you guys have any suggestions?
I would be a little leery. I would get to know this person a little bit because you have to be careful. Some people don't believe in what we do. So you want to protect yourself on that. And that's just my opinion.
Does anybody a message on whether it's accurate or not?
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Anyone have a feeling on whether or not the message is accurate, at least for myself to know?
Ooh. Well, how do you feel? I can you tap your own sense of rightness of this message?
I feel like it is.
Yeah, so that's the most important. If you feel the message is right, Jan, do you want to weigh in on this at all?
Yeah, I do. I sort of agree with Lori. I wouldn't rush into sending the message to them unless you knew them just a little bit or knew that they were open to this type of stuff, because some people do get afraid of it and they're not sure of what they're doing. Even though it's always so exciting to give people messages because you get them, you know. And same thing happens to me too all the time. And I don't give people messages a lot because they may not be, they're not open to it, or it may be weird to them. And so I don't always. But if you're feeling like if you ever get a chance and you're ever talking to this person and it comes up, then you could. And as far as the message being accurate, I would test, you know, what you can do is you can go into a meditation or something anytime that you have time and ask again if the message is correct. You know what I mean? You can ask.
Yeah.
And
okay.
If you continue to get the message over and over, then it's pretty clear that it probably is correct. I do this all the time. I sort of overdo it. If you're getting it again, the same message, it's pretty much going to be a correct answer. And, So I wouldn't doubt yourself too much. But but if you need to, I would just recheck it, you know, and then you'll know, and then just be, you know, use your intuition about when to share it. I wouldn't do it. I sort of, you know, I like what Lori says too. Just, you know, check it out first, because, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And you might get messages of when to share it with them too. Check for that too. You know.
It's good to hear though that you also have that same situation. So.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. I always I always have to recheck, recheck over and over. I do, and I don't. I know I don't always need to, but I do. But yeah, I get messages a lot for people, but I don't share it because I just don't. They're not gonna. They may get the wrong idea or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So it's nice that we have these abilities, but not everybody understands it, and so
yeah.
we don't want to freak people out. You know what I mean? And
that's exactly
the,
right.
The time will come when you know when it's right to give it to them, and so it'll work itself out. Yeah.
All right. Good advice. Yeah, and I was just thinking, too, if it does persist and you know how to leave a note for this person, pop it in their mailbox or something like that, you know, you can pop the message to them and then just leave it to the universe to deal with it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I'd have to do it in person, unfortunately, so that's the thing. So.
Yeah, well, you never know, but, you know, you'll get a gut feeling about it. If it feels weird, don't do it. If it feels okay, you know, you should be okay.
Okay.
Gosh, it's really hard to know. I'd almost, sometimes you can use Oracle work to get answers on that, you know, just pull a card or open a book that's meaningful to you and see what comes up. I get great messages that way, and often I can figure out what to do with a dilemma just by pulling an oracle of some sort, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these things show up all over the place. License plates will have a message. It's if you're willing
mm-hmm.
to see them, there's message all over the place. So,
okay.
Sorry, we didn't really tell you which way to go on that, but I know you're going to, yeah, you're a very strong, you're psychic empath, you've got that going on. So just tap it, and you tap your own source, and I know you're going to get your answers because you're getting better and better at what you do. So keep it
okay.
up and keep going. You're going to be fabulous.
Thank you.
So welcome, Noelle. Love and light to you. And
you
call back. Bye. Let us know how it goes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Right.
So Jen, I'm going to have to ask you to hang up 801 for me because I've lost internet, so I can't push the buttons here. But I'm still
okay.
here. I'm not kicked off. So, yeah, and then I think,
801,
you know.
They just hung up.
801,
just now.
You hang up?
Yeah.
I'm just getting swirly little things now. But I think you said 954 was next, 954.
Were they? 954. Here we go, 954.
Perfect.
954, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hold on. Hey, guys. Shh. I'm sorry.
Hi.
This is Yvette, Jan. How are you? Of course the dogs have to bark the minute I get on.
Is this Yvette?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi. They have to be heard.
Oh, dear.
How are you all this beautiful Friday night?
Oh, fabulous.
Doing good.
Yep,
good.
Getting close to that eclipse. So
yes,
something.
It is. Yes,
mm-hmm.
it is. I'm trying to draw energy from it only. Positive energy.
Excellent. Good intentions, yeah. Good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing you can do. Just try to stay as positive as you can and stay on the surfboard, so to speak.
Absolutely. And I want to stay home or maybe even go to the beach if I can, you know, before the eclipse, like, you know, in the morning and just relax.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Call it a day off.
Probably wise. Yeah, be interesting to find out if, you know, emergency words and crazy stuff happens more during these sorts of things, you know.
And it's first day of school here, so it's going to be wild anyway.
That's early, is it not? Isn't it? Aren't we still in August? Wow.
Yeah, we're in South Florida. We start middle of August.
Oh, wow. That's so cruel. But I guess it's you don't get the same seasons here, so.
No.
Yeah.
It's hot. It doesn't matter. It's just hot.
Come on up to the Great White North sometime and you'll really appreciate Florida.
Hey, I'm from New York, so I understand. I'm good living in paradise.
Yeah, oh, good for you. Yeah, you've had it frozen off more than once, I take it. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, good question for
when,
us.
When the snots freeze on your nose and, you know, no, I'm good.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's very visually pretty, but oy vey, yeah, it's too much. So anyway, did you have a question for us tonight, Yvette?
I'm here today to support the group and just listen to whatever the cosmos has to say to me.
Okay, there you go. Is that ever nice? Well, we'll just...
That's really nice.
Sort of totems pop up for you with Jen.
So
I showed you my dolphin. I showed you my dolphin adventure.
That was so incredible. Thank you for sharing that with us. God, how did you do that? I mean,
I went to Mexico and we went to swim with the dolphins and it was really beautiful.
Wow. So is that a place where you can? Is it a specific place where you can swim with the dolphins?
Yes, there's one here in Florida. It was much, much more expensive. So we went to Cozumel, and I pre-booked our adventure there for like a third of the price of what we pay here.
Oh, wow. What a good deal.
Yeah,
that was
so
neat to see that picture. That was incredible. How did it feel to be with a dolphin in the water like that?
It was beautiful. The other side of me is sad for them because I think they should be out in the ocean and free. So,
right. But
it was beautiful. They do emit beautiful energy.
Oh gosh, that was neat. And you also posted a sunflower for Lori too.
Yes, that was from my daughter's garden.
Yeah, that was so neat. Once again, I don't see the dolphin today, but I see a boat in the water today. So there's always water connected with you, I think.
Absolutely. All the things in my life have always been, you know, having to do with water.
Yep. And I see a dog in the boat, too. So.
Cute.
That's kind of neat. And also, I saw several dogs, but that's because they were barking, so I think I was just probably seeing your dogs. And then I see a bird flying, and this bird is so beautiful looking and beautiful wings, and it's definitely a dove. It's just, I can see it so clearly, and it's just flying through all kinds of terrain, like trees, and, you know, it's like going through terrain. It's not like out in the air. It's like going through trees and stuff. So that's different. But dove, the words that come with dove are serenity and spirit, peace and love. The dove traditionally associated with great wealth of symbolism, especially with the feminine. It represents the purest and most powerful force a person can experience, which is love. And love transcends the physical realm, raises the spirit, and develops the soul. And let's see. Many, many challenges are part of having the dove as your totem. You may become a healer. And as you may have been deeply wounded in your life at some point in your life, lifted beyond attachment to material desires and possessions by the gentle power of dove, you are dedicated to walking a spiritual path. And people often comment that they feel a sense of peace when they enter the room with you. And you are open to this. To discovering how to receive love as well as how to give it in a non-judgmental way of yourself and others. So when dove shows up, you may be feeling different emotions and going through different emotions in your life, but the dove helps you find your way. So dove appears to bring peace and balance to your world. So that is what I'm getting for you, and what a beautiful animal.
Beautiful.
So I'm going to, that's just a nice animal to have right now during all this influx of different energies.
It is.
Yeah.
And this definitely resonates with me because I've been told that I do have healing abilities, and I've been working on my psychic abilities. So.
All right. Definitely.
All of that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much,
yep.
Jan.
You're welcome. And I'm just going to go ahead and pass it over to Lori.
Okay. Hi, Yvette.
Hi.
The card that I pulled is called the Unity card, and it's showing a hibiscus flower, which I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's a very large
yep.
flower.
Yep,
okay,
I have some.
Very, very beautiful, very large, but a lot of red here, a lot of red, a little green. But and it says, you're spiritually connected to everyone through God. Use the sacred bond to heal your family, friends, and yourself. And you just mentioned that you do healing work, or you're into healing work?
Yes, I'm working on becoming a healer.
A healer, okay. This card definitely, you know, is sticking out to you. And if you go out, you definitely got to go out on that boat. are you a water sign?
I'm a Virgo.
And a Virgo is, that's an earth sign, but yeah, but you might, you know, have like.
But I'm a Virgo on the Libra cusp because I'm the 21st
yeah.
of September. But in my whole life, it's always been. Everything impactful in my life has been about water.
Right. So it's, well, that's good. That helps keep you grounded, too, being around water. That's, you know, we talked about that earlier. Water is a really good grounder. And, you know, if I had a chance to be on a boat, I definitely would be on a boat. Work on that healing, you know, to help other people, reach out to them. And, you know, it's good that, you know, we can all help each other, learn from each other.
Sure.
And just be careful. Yeah, and just be careful with, you know, what's going on in the universe, you know. So.
Well, I've of my several NDEs, water has also been involved. So, like I said, water for me is, it's a wonderful thing, but I do have to be careful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you got to know your limits, your boundaries, or whatever. But,
right.
I'll
thank you so much, Lori.
You're welcome. I'll turn you over to Lynn and see what she gets.
Okay, thanks. That's great. Hi, Yvette.
Hi.
The first, I get a really strong message. Keep going. You're on the right path. You're building your dream. I think it's referring to your spiritual development. Expect a surprising turn of events, as in you expected one outcome, but you get another one, but it's way more suited to what you need. And then the stone song comes in. You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. So don't be sad or anything. If something doesn't seem to be turning out, it's coming out better for you. So let that just develop as it will. It's fine. But they're very, they send great encouragement. Keep going, you're on the right path, is the message that comes through. And then I get the image of three links, three large golden circles that are linking together. And my internet's down right now, so I can't look up what El Dorado means, but I think it was like a fantasy world. I think. Anyway, I don't know. We'll have to look that up later, but the El Dorado comes through along with these three links, and they're like linked together as three hoops sort of thing, and it refers
okay.
to a golden a golden friendship, it says here. So I have a funny feeling that as you develop yourself as in your spiritual path, I have a feeling you're going to meet two really cool people that are going to help you get where you want to go with that. And there'll be like a form. You may already be in this friendship, but these
okay.
people are these three are linked like golden links on a chain, And
gotcha.
They will help you achieve this. Yeah, look up El Dorado if you're able to and just see
sure.
what that says. I think it's, I'm sorry, Yvette, carry on.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Thank you.
Yeah. As I say, I can't look it up just right now, but I do think it was like sort of a Nirvana, kind of a fantasy place, and I can't remember the piece of literature it's from either. But anyway, I think it's a good, it feels really good. It feels like a really good sign, and I think you'll either meet these people or you've already met them, and you'll know because they have a nice golden glow to their energy, and they are going to help you get to where you want to go. Oh, the other thing I was going to suggest, too, is check your rising sign and your moon sign. Like, there's not just the sun sign. There's all kinds of aspects to your personal horoscope. And you may find you do have water in that sign somewhere. Yeah, it could be your moon sign. There is a link online. You can go and just check it. It's got a little thing you can just type your info into, and it'll bring up your moon sign and your rising sign and your sun sign and all that stuff. And you should be able to get a grip on a little bit more of that information. So that's what I have for you.
Right.
I think you're
doing great. I did look up El Dorado.
Yes, if you would. It's connected with these three links, this friendship of three
right.
linked people.
It talks about the Golden King. It was a term used by the Spanish Empire to describe a mythical tribal chief of the Musica native people of Colombia.
Huh.
So.
Maybe you should sail there. But, yeah, well, you never know. See, maybe meditate on that and see if it comes through for you as an image. I feel very positive about it. Like, it feels all warm and glowy and nice and... Yeah, I like this coming through. So I think you're on a really good track. And
thank you so much.
I think you also have, like, an awesome attitude, and you're going to get where you want to go just through that. Like, that alone can take you where you want to go. So that's fabulous.
Thank you
so
much.
That's great, Yvette. Oh, you're
so
welcome. And
thank you all for sharing your gift.
Well,
thank you for sharing your gift.
Yeah, thank you. And keep nurturing yours because you've got them. Yep.
Thank you so
much. There you go. Okay,
thank you.
Talk
later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful night. So,
you too.
Yeah. All right. So, Jen, would you mind hanging that one up too, please? I can't do it yet.
We only have 2 minutes, and we still have three people waiting. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to them.
Oh, I don't can, but... we can, we've got 90 seconds left, and I don't should shortchange people trying to read real quick. But, you know, call in again next week. If, Jan, you can jot just the area codes down, you know, maybe
sure.
we can spot these callers. But, thank you all for calling in, though. So, Lori, did you have any last-minute words or inspiration for callers?
Yeah.
There we go.
I do. A reminder, Monday is the solar eclipse. Do not go out without protection. Do not allow your animals to go out. It could damage
good point.
Everyone's eyes. Yes, everyone's eyes. Be careful, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Jan, what do you say?
I say thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight, and I'm really, really sorry that we couldn't get to the other people who were waiting for at least 45 minutes. That was 805, 504, and 631. Please call back next week. We will try to get you on immediately. Thanks for waiting for so long, and we've had a beautiful show again, and we miss Sue, and we'll see her next time, hopefully, and thanks, Lori and Lynn. What a great show, and just... have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the eclipse and Mercury retrograde if you can. And God bless you.
Yeah, try not to trip over any footprints. Be great to each other, and we'll all get through this eventually. So love and light to everyone, and have a wonderful night. Remember to enter the light.
Goodbye.
Jen, I think, have you got your screen up?
I'm still here. I'm just waiting for the music to come on.
Oh, it doesn't. I could put it on, though. I think we're stopped now, though.
Oh, everything stopped. Okay.
We sound like posers because we might be on the air. Can
we're
you see on the
still
top?
On the air, but that's okay. Huh?
Can you see at the end of your... see, I can't even put the music on. I just can't get online. Do you see at the top it says end episode?
Yes.
Hit that button.
Okay.